Hi, today I'm Marisol from yatesvideo.com. Today we're interviewing my sister, Salomar.
Salomar, can you tell us about any clubs you have been in?
Boys and Girls Club, Lincoln and Walton Yates. And
what club are you in Lincoln?
Boys and Girls Club.
And then what clubs are you in here in the school or out of school?
Out of school? Out of school.
No, I mean, it could be in school and out. Like,
in school? No, what, you guys make up?
Wait, who makes up clubs?
Nicole
does?
I didn't do nothing.
Yeah. What clubs do you make up?
She makes up the singing and dancing group.
She wants to perform.
We made up this one group. What was it called?
She wanted to perform.
Latinas
girls?
She wanted to perform on the air band thing. And I was like,
no.
We want to do it for the, what was the one? The one that we're doing, like, we just, like, don't sing it. Like,
So she was busy.
What was it called? What are you guys doing? That we're doing?
The air band?
She was busy with another one.
Were you guys in Linking? Yeah, lip sync.
Oh, lip sync. Yeah, we just changed the name from lip sync to air band. Uh-huh. It was the same kind of show.
All right.
That was a contest.
Nicole and me made up this one group, and Salomar, and was called the Tinas Girls.
Because then, like, everybody in the group had a little bit of Spanish in them, you know?
Yeah. Latinas. You just shortened it?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Because we're all Spanish and we understand.
I mean, if you're not whole, you weren't born in someone, then you would have like a little bit like from your dad's or mom's side.
So
we are not going to just put music there. I'm Spanish. We could put music there.
We make up dances, and at the end we all know the dance and we sing a song.
So
it's
tell
really
me
cool.
about this word, Latino or Latin. What exactly does
Latina is like is a word for
Spanish.
A Spanish girl, Mexican, Spain.
So it can be anywhere that's in, like, Central America?
Yeah, in TV shows.
And a Spanish-speaking country, like Mexico, Puerto Rico, what else?
Republic.
There's also one, Cuba.
In Mexico.
Yeah, we said that. Spain.
Well, that's a question. Spain is in Europe. It's across the ocean. So I don't know if you're from Spain if you're Latina. I think you have to be from America. That's what I think. That's why I'm asking.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I mean, like,
he came up with that name.
No, our moms are like the pro at that because, like, they'll know it.
Our mom will buy us anything for that.
Anything for us.
The only difference is that for our 316, it's a 15, not 16.
Sweet 15.
15. Quinceañera.
Look,
she's got a quinceañera.
How many more years do you have till you're 15?
You have three. I think I have four, right?
I have four. Four and a half.
So what happens at this special day?
It's like a sweet 16, but then...
I have to dance with my dad and my big brother.
And she got to practice, like, she has to practice now, so when the dances, she has to be ready. It's a huge deal for her.
She's practicing now.
My cousin had a quinceañera, and she was dancing with my uncle, and then I don't know where they start doing the nene.
I mean, there's different kinds. I mean, like, for a quinceañera, it's very important to Spanish culture, you know?
Culture,
So they were like this.
Do you think it's going to be embarrassing?
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
I'll be. How old will I be?
But you get to wear a nice dress.
A beautiful dress.
People will be like the people in the back thing. It's like a wedding thing.
Right?
It's huge.
You have to wear like, I want to make her wear a dress.
Okay, so you girls are going to go to each other's.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
That's nice.
The girls that, it's quinceañera, like, if you want all the girls to wear red, like, for your like, stuff, they're all real red. And then you'll pick the dresses for them. You'll pick the dresses for them and stuff. And
the boys, if you want,
I think I know what color you want. Pink.
No.
She wants red.
So I put pink and blue.
Because you have a lot of
things. I might change when I'll be 15 because maybe I'm like.
Right, yeah, your likes might change by the time you're 15.
Mine is going to be pink and blue.
And then also, like, if you're dating anybody, then they'll let you do a special dance with them. So
with your boyfriend.
She kind of invite both. Yeah.
Which will be embarrassing for some.
You. She's going to put you in a dress. You like next.
I'm going to be in your court. Would have a dress. When you have a sweet 16, sometimes you have, like, a court, and you have, like, you pick your favorite girlfriends, and you pick the dress that they're going to wear.
Exactly.
So, Mrs. Lima, did you have a sweet 16?
I did. I didn't have, like, a core. I didn't have, like, a huge fancy one, but I had a big party with family and friends.
16?
My sisters didn't want anything big for us.
No, they just wanted something low-key.
I'm like, they didn't do anything. All they did was go out to eat. Did
no.
you?
For guys that we don't.
No, for guys
our culture doesn't have.
They don't really like
you to go out to eat or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For like 15 in Spanish, they would just like do
or
a
smash burger.
That's not like being a girl.
Exactly.
I think for 16 was a good age for me because that's when you could start driving.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, you get your permit, right? No, you get your permit.
So I don't know exactly the rules nowadays, but when I was 16, you could get your permit, which means you could drive with a grown up.
Wait, no, isn't it like you have to? I think like from my aunt, you got your permit, but then you have to drive with somebody that has that license.
That has a license. Yep.
Okay.
So, but it was still exciting to be able to get that. Although I had it for 2 years.
I want to drive already.
Made me wait 2 years to get my license.
Oh really?
Did you pass? Did you pass your first test? Yep.
I did pass my first test.
Okay, so because there's one in Belconto where Alan says, I filmed a driver's test 12 times, and then the other one says,
like, that's so an accomplishment.
And then the other girl, Peggy, says, that's better than you, Laverne. And then she's like, hey.
Oh, no. It's scary to think those drivers are out there.
And that is appropriate. You don't have to sing a song of love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Song.
Summer. Do you have a favorite book?
My favorite book?
Yes.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter? I have to be honest, I never watched Harry Potter in my life.
You have?
I never read a book, or I never watched a movie. I know how he looks and stuff, I know they're all magic and stuff, but I've never watched it, I have to be honest.
Sorry.
I've watched the movies, I mean, I think I would be a fan if I watched it, but then
Nicole,
I never.
When you come to my house, I'll see if it's on Netflix, so I can play it.
Simon, this question will be hard, really hard, that you might need to think. Who's your favorite friend?
No, just give a shout out to them. Just like name
just, like
some of them.
Name them.
Come on. Nicole.
Edwin and Nicole.
Yeah, Alan.
Alan.
What?
My sister. Kyla.
We have like Azela.
Azela.
Berries.
Berries. Yeah.
Amia.
Yeah.
I guess so.
I have more. There's just too many.
Then shout more. Three more. That's it.
Christian, the one in
Miss Catucci.
How many
seconds?
Right there. Mr. Rakes. And Miss Lamb.
Okay, yeah. That's how you get A's, people.
And I'm gonna kiss him.
That's how I got 3 points for Mr. Rakes.
That's how you get A's, guys.
No, we said that. Who said that?
You did.
No,
you wanna ask a question?
I
said it.
Thinking. Oh, yeah, number two. How many siblings do you have? We know you
three.
Have one sister.
I have three.
Three total?
Yeah.
Brothers
two
or sisters?
Two brothers and one sister.
Two brothers and one sister.
Does it feel good to have a sister?
Yeah.
Does it feel...
She was the first one to know that something.
Wait, really? So does you trust your sister?
Yeah. Wait a minute. She's really mad at me.
Yeah.
She trusts me. Wait a minute. So what, too?
I mean, I promised and swore to God and everything for me to tell her.
Wait, so how is it to have your brother Sammy around?
Oh my God!
How old is
I'm
brother?
Just gonna say.
13, about to be 14 next month.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna say, when you ask, when somebody asks you, okay, and then they're like, I'm gonna dump this milk on you or something, and then you're like, I dare you, do not dare him. He'll actually do
he'll
it.
Just do whatever you do.
And the reason why, and you ask him why he did that, and he's like, 'cause I'm savage.
Oh, Marisol asked him, okay, yeah, really, do it. Go ahead. He's like.
And he just dumped it.
Dumped it.
All right, so that's one brother. How old's your other brother?
I'm like
Gregory.
Gregory.
That's
right.
He's
in my room. Yeah. He's in my room all day.
Yeah.
Playing.
Yelling and cursing.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Not Greg.
Do you have any embarrassing stories about Marisol?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell
us. Can you tell us one?
Yeah. Story time.
Like, does she sing really bad in the shower or something?
No. One time, to White Yates.
Yeah.
She got really mad at me that she told all my secrets.
What?
Oh, no.
She did?
And you still trust her?
She wasn't there.
She must have earned your trust back.
No.
Then,
no,
probably.
And then something embarrassing about my sister is...
Hold on, hold on.
It took me a long time.
Yeah, it took a long time to get her trust back.
They're like,
but then, before I told her my biggest secret,
yeah,
it's about someone in school.
Yeah.
I made her swear and everything.
Right. So, Marisol, you want to share an embarrassing story,
yes,
too?
Somewhere we were riding bikes. And there's someone going down the hill, she fell.
She fell right off the bike. Hopefully she was wearing her helmet.
Yeah, I was crying.
But now he still has a scrape.
I got a story. Me, Thelmer, your dad, and Sammy and Gregory, and Sparta couldn't come along, but we went on a bike hike, and then I was going up this floor or something like that, was waving,
yeah,
and then I was like, my wheel was like on the very edge, and I fell, and
yeah,
it really hurt, and then I sat there, and then I started crying, and then her dad started laughing, but he said, because you fell, you waited 3 minutes, and then you started crying.
Right.
I'm like.
You were just in a state of shock when it first happened.
Yeah.
She was like.
Wait, you were.
No, I wasn't like that. I was just like. Oh,
you were on that big twisty hill.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that hill.
I'm like, oh.
It's steep, right, Miss Lamacon?
I didn't even know.
Wait, when I was going down, I had these numbers. Like,
yeah, you gotta keep your brakes
on.
It's
fine. Right? I think she was bleeding that so much.
Yeah. But then we kept on going.
My dad was scared because.
Yesterday, my bike popped.
My dad was scared because he didn't, like. Because he doesn't. That's not her daughter.
Right. And it's scary when you're with another child that's not your own and they get really badly hurt. Yeah, I agree.
And my bike popped yesterday.
Your tire popped?
It popped? Woohoo.
Yeah.
You popped it?
One.
You popped it?
No, my brother did.
Oh. Wait, Sammy or Gregory?
Same. Both of them.
Basically, both. They were running into her.
They were running into me because I didn't let Nicole ride my bike because I wanted to use it. And so then, on purpose, they kept crashing my bike.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
Do you have a favorite food?
My mom said no, since they did that, I need to ride their bike.
Yep.
You ride Sammy's bike?
I ride Gregory and Sammy's bike.
All right, Takai, what are you wondering?
Do you have a favorite food?
Favorite food?
Spaghetti.
No. Or my
Italian.
My team is
my mom
makes
the best one. And her mom cooks good advice. The best.
I
don't
know how you cook, so
I'll
say zero for you.
Me cook? Me cook? I haven't cooked.
I love cooking.
Yes,
you have.
I know I have. Yes,
you have eggs and stuff.
Yeah, but simple things. My mom won't let me cook yet. I'll burn myself. Like I ever done that.
I can cook.
No, I'm kidding.
And I'm
you've never done it because she's never given you the chance to do it.
I can make my own breakfast. And I'm late.
Well, why don't you bring in some breakfast for your teachers tomorrow?
It's like my mom is overprotected,
thank
so
you.
Right.
Over. Like I'm gonna burn myself.
Your mom loves you.
Like I am not. Not I will. I'm kidding.
Solomon, what's your favorite phone?
Favorite phone?
LG.
Yes. LG?
No.
I don't like the iPhones. I don't know why.
You're like it's so old season.
It's like so 2008. Yeah.
Oh, I know what kind of phone she likes.
I like an LG one, like the new one, or the HTC. I don't know.
Wait.
What's your favorite?
Wait.
Oh, I got an HTC.
HTC.
TC.
TC. What is the TC app?
HTC.
That's my favorite phone.
HTC.
Oh.
That's your favorite app.
To show ya.
Guys, the cool thing about Solomon
is.
It's
phone,
I
have two. Okay. No, three.
Okay.
Say that. Is.
LG?
No. Is Messenger? Snapchat?
Okay. And Kick.
What do you do on KIK?
Text people, duh. My God.
We don't even know what that is.
Okay. We're old. Tell us about it.
It's this app where you can. It's like Messenger,
yeah,
where you can play games and stuff.
So you can play games.
You can play You can play games on Messenger.
And then you can, like, text like, your friends.
Mrs. Lamico will have it by tomorrow, I promise.
I'll check it out tonight.
In my phone,
I have
Facebook. I have...
I'm not allowed to have
Facebook.
I'm not.
I got Snapchat.
Yep.
I got Musical.ly. I don't have Lively. I got one game of BFF test. And then
BFF test? I'm giving that.
Who was your
and then she had a 49.
And then, what about me? You got a 49.
Wait, what's the highest
score?
You
got a
60-something. Kyla had the highest score.
Kyla?
100-something.
Wait, I thought you said the highest was a 60. Now you said she got 100.
No, she said that yeah.
Mr. Rakes, I didn't put it yet because he needs to write his name. I don't know how to write it.
R-A-K-U-S. You should have asked her.
R-A-K-U-S. No,
I got an 80 something.
And I got a 60 something.
Snapchat.
The pictures are creepy.
What?
On Snapchat?
It's a total
lake. How are they creepy? I saw one when you open your mouth. There's a little picture. It throws up and you throw up rainbow.
I saw that one. You throw a rainbow.
Right. You want to know this game? The game that the BFF test, I put my name was 23, and then it said, no, that don't make sense.
So, what's your guys' pet?
A fish.
Yeah.
Fish. Yeah.
Can I go get
what kind of fish is it?
Goldfish. And eats a lot.
So that's the same.
She won it on the date. I don't know, birthday party of the 1 year old.
Yeah.
And it lives. Usually those like carnival fish never live.
Mine died.
Yeah. No. It was at a birthday party for Joshua, and then
boy
you had to win.
Joshua for 1 year old.
Yeah. Did you see how cute they were? They were all wearing the same clothes. I'm serious. The mom, the dad, and the
little yeah, the dad and the kid had the
same clothes. No, so did Jenny.
And it was this kid and my sister. They were the last one standing. And I thought the boy was in the wind because he was like, when the music stopped, he was like in front of it. But my sister won because he was his sister.
And then he was pushing her out the way. And then my mom was like, "Wait, no. Marissa won, no offense." But then they figured out that Marissa won, so she got a prize.
Cool.
Because the girl, the boy was pushing her out the way or something. Marissa, right? Oh, you won the chair?
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like, no, she won.
Look, Nicole is still watching the sample.
They can't see.
Yeah.
We're only on the radio.
Yeah.
Radio.
Yeah, but they can only
just audio.
I sat down and he went like this, and that's so hard. I don't
know. All right, moving on.
If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
Selmore.
Probably.
The power to mind read?
No.
Teleportation?
Yeah, that.
Because I want to know when people are talking bad about me.
Mine. That was mine too. I'm like, no, like when they're mad at you, you're like, what are they thinking?
This one time.
Sometimes it's better just not to know.
Yeah.
I feel like too hyper when
I
don't know.
What are you gonna do about it once you find out?
Then you're gonna go up to them and be like, No, I'm kidding.
And then the next day when they're doing it again, then what are you going to do?
Read
your mind.
No, I want to mind read to, like, when they tell me something, like, fake or something, I'll be like, are they lying?
Okay, so you'll know if people are lying. All I'm saying is, let's say you found out someone's talking about you, and you go up to them, and you say, I don't like that. Then the next day they're going to do it again, even more. And then the next day they're going to do it again.
Oh, God.
At some point in time, it's better off to not even know because then you don't even care.
They call me this rude nickname.
Salamander.
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
And don't say it down there.
But aren't you better off to just not even know that they're doing it?
They say it to her face.
Yeah. Well, she's not talking about that. She's talking about reading their minds to know if they're doing it behind her back.
And
all I'm saying is, what are you going to do about it once you find out?
I'll probably get mad.
Yeah. So,
inside going.
Right. So if you didn't have the superpower, you won't get so mad and go crazy. That sounds better to me. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be mad and go crazy.
Yeah, but friends don't keep secrets.
Or to get famous right away.
They'll be like, I can read your mind.
Let me call my finger.
If I can read your mind. Yeah, me too. We should be a duet.
I said I wanted to be a pop.
A pop tart? What?
Takai always wants to grow up to be a pop tart.
No. No, a pop tart with braids and fashion sense.
Mm-hmm. And all she
wants pop tart.
All she needs is like some crispy wafer outside and jelly inside.
Eva Luna.
Eva Luna. Yeah, it's a Spanish.
Eva Luna.
My English favorite singer is Ariana Grande.
And then the Spanish one is Eva Luna. Sing a song. Sing a song, you please.
Could we play a song?
Okay. Yeah.
Do you guys know how to spell it?
Yeah.
I want to write my Spanish in
E.
Trust me, I do it every time.
Spell it.
Y-O.
E-Y-O.
Space. S-A-L-V-E.
Time's up.
Space and I.
Is that, is he stay viendo?
No.
No,
no,
okay.
Sandy.
I'm not getting anything.
I thought you were doing, I thought you were doing Si Me Caigo. Oh my god. Then what should
I
do?
I don't see anything. Here, you try typing it in.
Wait, what are you doing?
I was trying to do your Spanish favorite. What's the singer's name?
Eveluna.
Is that a girl?
Yeah. Eveluna is a girl. Yeah. Okay. She wants to name her girl Eveluna Corazon.
You should name your goldfish then.
Doesn't
have a name. Can I put
the video
Nothing bad in the video? Mm-hmm.
What?
This is just a commercial.
Oh my god.
What is this?
Here comes the song.
Yes. Oh, that is the song.
This is the song you were hoping for?
That was a song. I said the wrong name, I think.
It's a Christian song. No, a Christian song. It's like.
Yeah, to God, exactly.
Don't mind the copy of it. Okay.
Yes, really.
She makes that song in English too. It's so weird. I wasn't really interested to hear it in English.
I know a song.
My mom will play this all the time.
I'm waiting for the chorus.
Come on. I'm doing something close to my house. This is what I'm listening to basically.
She's buffering. That's good.
This guy's over there. She came out.
What else are we wondering?
Yeah. What's your fastest? Like,
what
fashion do you
what
like?
What fashion, like, what...
What's your fashion sense?
What?
Sorry.
Basically, like...
Hip-hop. I don't know. Chic? T-shirt chic?
Right.
I don't know. I just like whatever.
Grandpa?
Plaid?
I don't know, like...
Black, white, and pink?
What you guys mean?
That's
mixed match? Like, do you like things that, that have stripes or that colorful things? As designs, or, yeah, what kind of designs?
She's wearing stripes right now.
Do you like matching your clothes?
Yeah, I have.
Do you see Miss Lamica? Miss Lamica?
It's ridiculous not matching because it's really good.
Miss Lamica is like,
white and pink.
If I don't have a shirt that, like, for example, if I have a shirt that is blue and I got no pants that is blue,
right.
I just put like black ones in.
What I do is,
if I don't have...
Like the
Dates
t-shirt thing.
I have a new... My mom just bought me these black and blue pants, and I'm putting it together for that. Look, I don't know when the next example
is. What about the blue and black pants?
I have two shirts. I know, I got one shirt and one pants, but yeah. The shirt is... It says... It has black. Nicole saw it.
Which one?
But... I wear it on Mother's Day, but I didn't wear it to school. But I haven't worn a red one because I don't have a red shirt, so I can't wear it.
I know Miss Lamica suffers that every day. Like,
I need a match. Because
she's like the definition of stylish.
Wow.
No, Miss Lamica is trying to teach Mr. Rakes some fashion sense.
No, really? No, she's Duff Cameron number two. She's Duff Cameron number two because. She like matching and that's
yo, Miss Lamica's like.
She like fashion.
No, wait, no.
She's like, I don't understand.
She's like so fashionable. Or Sophia Carson.
Yeah.
She's
so fashionable. So these are famous people who are fashionable.
No, famous.
Mrs. Lamica reminds you of them.
No. She reminds me of Sophia Carson.
Yeah.
She looks more like her than Dove Cameron. Dove Cameron, are you serious? She got blonde hair. No, Jeff Cameron has blonde hair and green eyes.
She looks she looks like
Popstar.
Sophia Carson.
Yeah, exactly.
She looks like Sophia Carson.
I'll have to Google her later. Right.
Sophia Carson.
She don't wear makeup.
Looks like Laura Milano.
Exactly. She don't wear that much makeup. Yeah, look up Sophia Carson.
Is it with a C or a K?
Yeah. C-S-S-S. Sophia.
Not Sophia, Carson.
Oh, C. C.
C. C. Carson. I just saw her last with the camera.
Yeah. I just got a quick glimpse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Show her.
Show her.
It's really her. I mean,
she's saying love is the name.
Ask your next question while I look for it.
Okay. Sam, what's your favorite
book?
What's your favorite sport? Basketball. Basketball. I don't like softball. Do you watch it on TV? No, I don't like baseball and basketball. Me neither. I don't like seeing guys playing. Exactly. What's your favorite car?
Lamborghini. Yeah.
Everybody liked that car.
Fancy.
You know what's funny is that when we were in third grade and fourth grade and fifth grade, that's the same answer they gave back.
Were they even invented? Then what happened? Then what's the difference between the ones that are now and ones then?
I don't know.
Maybe these ones are more better.
Tell us what you had when you were,
Tell us what you had. A Jeep. Tell your story.
I can remember him with the, in Lincoln with the Jeep.
You remember
or something?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that's classic. You remember my gray Jeep?
Yeah. Guys, let Miss Rikus tell a story. Miss Rikus,
would you like to tell it?
I was over there, but we're not listening. They've all heard it.
Yeah. Right, you were outside playing. What is your favorite holiday?
It can't be your birthday.
Christmas.
Everybody says that. Because the present.
Or Easter.
Because no, my favorite's like my birthday.
I don't like Halloween either.
My favorite's my birthday. I don't even celebrate Halloween.
Do you
celebrate
Halloween?
I do.
Different cultures.
Do you?
Do you have a big party? That's why.
No.
Do you just go trick or treating?
We go trick or treating in our neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And then we get.
You guys are grown up for that.
Well, see, here's a problem. I can't let a 2-year-old go by himself. Because he'd be trick or treating down the busy road. Right? He'd be asking the cars for candy.
Can he talk and can he walk? He can talk and walk.
So if I came to your house dressed up on Halloween and said trick or treat, you wouldn't give me any candy.
No.
You say you're too old.
I would give you a hug.
I'll give you a hug.
What do you think?
Give the kid a lot of candy.
What do you think is too old? Like, can a 12-year-old go trick or treat?
No, I would not give you candy.
13.
Okay, yes. I'm 20.
14.
Yes. I would not give you a candy.
No, wait. It just stopped like at...
15. Once you hit
15,
just stop.
Once you have your party. I mean, like, you had enough fun, yeah.
I was thinking out with my friends, but not like playing with Barbies and stuff.
No.
Right.
No, but I didn't play with Barbies and dolls anymore.
If someone comes to your house and says trick or treat and you don't want to give them a treat, what do you give them?
We don't answer that door in Halloween.
Wait a minute. That's why it's called trick or treat?
Yeah.
I just found that out.
Or treat.
I mean, like, we just buy candy, so, like, yeah. Like if somebody comes or something. But, like, if Mr. Rickus went on my door and knocked, I would invite him to eat food.
Like, you could play a trick on people. They're saying you can do a trick or a treat.
But last year?
I don't know. It was like...
Okay, I thought
it was just to give them treats.
Last year?
You could wrap up, like, vegetables in candy wrappers.
Oh, that would be
amazing. Then get home and get so excited, and then they open up to see broccoli.
Oh, I have one for my favorite friend.
Last year?
Do you know Liam?
No.
He went to Tuck and Tree in our house.
Yeah.
But then we need an answer because Sumira, her big sister,
needed to go to the bathroom.
And then there they asked for Tuck and Tree.
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat. Yeah.
Well, what are we curious about?
Go ahead. Solomon, what hobby do you do on the weekends?
Same with Nicole.
Who said that?
No, I'm not Nicole. Or like texting.
someone.
Yeah.
Or ride bikes now that it's
nice. Or listening to music.
Yeah.
What's like...
Or in a party.
Yeah. Come on.
What song would you mostly sing?
Sounds like Mrs. Lamek is
making No.
Heart Attack.
Or sometimes,
Break Free from Ariana.
Or sometimes she comes to my house and then our moms and your mom and my mom cook together and make a big dinner.
Really?
Yeah. It's fun.
Or we go to eat together.
And then we
just together and make the best.
Exactly, but then we just play outside in my backyard for a minute or two. And then we play with Elio.
And then when it comes to when they're about to leave, we say, "Mommy, let me eat," and then they won't leave right away.
And then for some reason they talk and talk and talk. They say we're leaving in 3 minutes, and then one hour later, just play now.
Yeah, you know how ladies start talking. Oh my goodness.
Hello. Is that a compliment?
No, I'm all offense, but they're also like dressing up. They're also still like dressing up.
Yeah. So you want to make the perfect
thing with me? That's me. I want to look good.
What's your favorite kind of sneakers?
Wait, Jordan. Girl, I'm sick forever dressing up because...
First of all.
So, you have done with these. Sorry. Have you taken any fun trips this year?
This year, yeah.
What?
Dominican Republic.
I mean, like in school?
No.
Oh.
I have a permission slip in my book bag. We're going to go on a cruise ship for 2 hours and 30 minutes.
What? A cruise ship?
I thought Forfait was going.
I don't know.
Is this what you're selling popsicles for to raise money for this?
I think so.
I remember there was a popsicle sale.
I remember that my son told us that.
Mm-hmm. You guys are going too? Forfait are going?
You think Forfait is going? Yeah. Have you seen our class?
I don't see your class because I don't have much.
Like in my class.
But Miss Wu's class.
I feel bad for Miss Wu. I feel so bad.
When Alan's not there, it's like so quiet. But when Alan is there, it's like so loud.
Really? Alan?
Yeah.
No.
It's when Edward and Alan like together.
Really? They were wonderful too.
Alan? Wait, Alan? Are you serious? Alan's nice.
Are you serious?
I'm talking about you. Yes, anyway.
I'm kidding. Edward, on the other hand.
I got a question. So if you could change one thing about our school,
bullying.
What would you change? The bullying. You think that kids' behavior is our biggest problem?
Summer, what do you think about uniforms?
No.
What do you think about the playground?
But then Mr. Rick thinks it's a good idea
because when
somebody's like, "What are you wearing?" or stuff, you all be wearing the same thing.
Uh-huh.
And it'd be like, they'll be like,
wouldn't be
getting
clothes
about
their clothes. But still, I won't
wear the same clothes
every day.
What would you change?
What would you change
about
the playground?
Miss Danica thinks that we should get...
I'll wear dresses, but I won't wear skirts.
Okay, ask her again.
What would you change about the playground or the blacktop?
I'll add swings and I'll add a basketball hoop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like Lincoln.
Hey.
I play a lot of basketball.
Just like Lincoln.
Exactly.
Lincoln is in the sun, the basketball hole, instead of the shade.
It would be better if it was shady, so you wouldn't be so
hot. Like, they have mass trees in the field. They could add a playground.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yes, nobody has a playground.
I said a swing.
Some swings down
there. Yeah. I love swings. And then we were all fighting for the swing. I'm going to go on. I want to go on.
Anything else that we're curious about?
Yes.
I'm so passionate.
Have you been in any different schools?
My favorite person.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Lincoln. Have you been in any other different schools?
Yeah. Lincoln and Central Park by myself. Central Park was by myself 2 years. But then it closed. Elementary.
Right, and then it became a middle school again?
Yeah.
So then you went to Lincoln?
No. Lincoln for 4 years, right. And then I went to Central Park.
And then you came here?
Yeah. So
who was your teacher in kindergarten?
Miss Tavares.
Yeah, we know Miss Tavares. Who was your teacher in first grade?
Miss Lent.
Miss Lent, yeah, we know Miss Lent. Second grade.
Oh, it's Miss Zabrowski.
Mrs. Zabrowski, she just moved into my neighborhood.
I know, you told me.
Mm-hmm. Third grade.
Third grade,
Miss Smith. She's rude.
Okay, Mr. Akis thinks that when a teacher is rude, is that they're strict.
Strict, yeah.
Strict,
strict.
Fourth grade. And then my fourth name is
Miss Kruger. I never learned how to say her name.
Really?
Miss Kruger. Something like that.
Yeah, Miss Kruger, something like that.
I know her also. She was at Central Park.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now she's in Howe.
She's in Howe now?
Who's your teacher now?
Miss Conan.
What do you think about going to middle school?
Middle school. Don't want to go. You'd like to just stay in elementary school. Wait. I got a question. I heard jumping for no reason. I heard bad things happen there. I heard that drama stuff for no reason. If you just look at them, they say, like, they start bothering you.
Yeah, you know, I've heard all those same things, too. But I will tell you that I've talked to kids who have gone to all the middle schools, and what most kids have told me is if you stay away from the trouble, it stays away from you.
Well, I got a question. When you go to middle school, is it true that you have to take this test about regions, and if you don't pass it?
No, that's in high school.
Oh, my God.
That's in high school.
I can promise you, Nicole,
if you work as hard as you work now, you'll have no problem.
But I'm scared to go to middle school, because what happens if I end up fighting there, and then, like...
Wait, will it go on your permanent record?
And stuff.
We did all this.
I don't like talking about me, I get really mad.
Well, okay, so this sounds like what you need to work on. If people are talking about you, you just gotta let them talk about you.
Especially when they call me that rude nickname.
Yeah.
The other day I walked out of class.
Well, I'm hopeful. I think when you go to middle school, the rude nickname will probably stay here.
What are you learning in class?
Yeah, what are you learning about now in fifth grade?
Long division.
Yeah, that.
You have
long division.
Yeah.
But in math, I don't know what I do.
What's your best subject?
Science. But I don't be there for science, because I'm going to go to Miss Percent.
You don't be there for science?
Because she always does it at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, and that's when science
is. But it's gross, because we have to put, like, water on these things.
And then mix it up.
And then if it turns purple, you need to write it down on a piece of paper.
We did that in third grade.
That sounds like third grade chemicals.
Yeah, exactly. And then, did you guys find out what the mystery chemical was yet?
Well, it was cornstarch. The mystery one today was cornstarch.
Yeah, that.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're doing that.
Do you know how long it took?
Food chemicals in fifth grade.
Oh. You know how long it took us to learn what that was, cornstarch?
Like weeks and weeks.
Exactly. So we're like, what is it?
These kids all knew what it was today. We just did it today, Nicole.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, my hands are still powdery from
my favorite. That's exciting. Science in fourth grade.
Yeah.
We had to turn on the light.
Electricity.
Yeah, and I was the first one to get it.
Nice, you got your circuits, right?
Yeah, we did that. That was some easy circuits.
If you hook the wires up to Nicole's ears, her head lights up. You should.
Oh, wow.
That's what we did.
And then in science, I saw you guys were doing that. We saw a pig's heart and lungs.
What?
What?
It's disgusting.
Isn't it called something like in science? It's called something.
We also got to keep frogs and fishes and crabs and other things.
Yep, you did.
Then I never got to bring it home because I took a bus.
Oh, you can't bring frogs on the bus.
No.
No frogs allowed on the bus.
So are you allergic to anything, Solomon? Last question. Are you allergic to anything? No.
Peanuts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And I think I'm allergic to grass, because earlier I was in the grass, and then my arms just got all red.
So can you...
Then what happened with my hand and my feet?
Is your peanut allergy as severe as Angelica's?
No, my eye gets swollen.
Oh, yeah, it's swollen.
Remember, my eyes are closed.
Does your throat swell?
Nicole, remember that day my hand was all red and my feet was all red and itchy?
That was rash.
That was when we were outside.
And she also got a rash. I think it's because of the water of the rays.
Because I was also like running.
When we went to the aquarium, and then she was touching the rays and stuff, and so was I. And she like the water smelled like bad, right? And then I think it was the water with the fish poop in it. So we were touching it. We totally forgot about the poop and stuff. And then a minute later, she had to put. They put hand sanitizer there so you could wash them and stuff. Yeah, we got to wash.
And then she was better after the poop water got off.
Yeah. There was also these fish.
It could be, like, pee, too, not just...
No, there was this fish that we saw, and then, like, one time I went with my family, I think it was her or something. It was the first time going with them.
We're going to go there one of these days.
And they let us feed us, right? And then they were all jumping on top of each other. It was weird.
Those crazy fish, like the koi fish, where there's like a whole huge school of them.
Yeah, and then Eli was feeding them, and then they're all up on a line, and they're like,
those fish are nuts.
Yeah.
They bounce came right out of the water.
Yeah, I'm like, what? Have they never got eaten before? I'm like, what?
Right, have you never eaten before?
I'm like, what? I mean, like, I understand you're hungry, but then they're like on top of each other.
That's like to kind of
on a lion?
It's crazy.
On a lion? Look who on a lion?
I'm caucus today. On a lion?
They weren't on top of her, but I think a lion was dropping some food in there.
She's like, why did you take?
What are you doing to my tank? Thank you for coming. Keep listening. Yates Radio.